Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe and I know your English will improve today. We are beginning a lesson called, Can I Get a Discount? Now, when might you ask this question? That's right, when you want to buy something for a cheaper price. Now the question is, when is it okay to ask for a discount? And where? Well, these are the kinds of things our lesson will be discussing. So today we'll be learning about bargaining customs around the world. We'll begin with what's appropriate in Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, and Africa. What's okay there might not be okay elsewhere, as we'll find out also about if it's appropriate to bargain in North America, Europe, and Australia. We'll also discuss what's appropriate at a mall and a flea market. Speaking of bargaining, are you good at bargaining? Well, let's go inside and join Rebecca.
Oh, hey everyone, I'm Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom.
So Rebecca, our lesson today is a little bit about bargaining and... Are you good at bargaining?
I love to bargain.
Oh.
I'm actually very good at bargaining. I like to get a good deal.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you have a lot you could teach us about bargaining. And,
you don't like to bargain?
Well, I do, but I'm not very good at it. I think I have a lot to learn. And of course, there are different bargaining customs around the world. I have a lot to learn. Let's get started with our first reading of the day. Can I get a discount?
Can I get a discount? Bargaining customs around the world. Imagine shopping in another country and spotting a beautiful scarf. The salesperson tells you the price, but it's more than you want to pay. What do you do? Where to bargain? The answer depends largely on what part of the world you're in. Are you visiting Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, or Africa? In these places, and several others, prices often are not set in stone. In fact, customers are expected to bargain before agreeing to a price. Salespeople often ask for a high price first because they plan to decrease it.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 bargain 这个动词。Bargain 在这里是指讨价还价或者是交涉。如果要说明讨价还价要买的物品，是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ，Darren bargained with the clerk for hours for this mountain bike. Darren 花了几个小时和店员交涉，让对方便宜的把这台登山越野车卖给他。Bargain 也可以当名词，意思是指划算或便宜的买卖。例如 ，The computer was a great bargain. I only spent $700. 这台电脑买得非常划算，我只花了700块美金。接着我们看的是 not set in stone 这个片语。set in stone 是指镶嵌在石头上或者是刻在石头上。延伸出来的意思是指一成不变的或者是不能够再更改的。所以 not set in stone 是指还有转圜余地的或者是尚未定案的。例如 my travel plans aren't set in stone yet. I might change my date of departure. 我的旅行计划还没有定案，我可能会改变出发的日期。或者是 the contract isn't set in stone because some details need to be discussed. 这个合约还没有定案，因为有些细节还得再讨论。
Can I get a discount? Well, that is the title of today's lesson, and I always like to get a discount. Well, let's talk about this question, can I get a discount? Oh, and there's a picture there that says...
That says, let's deal. And that's another way...of talking with someone when you want to get a discount on a certain item. And there are actually many ways to ask this question, can I get a discount? You could say, is there a discount on a certain item?
Exactly. Or you could also say, can I get a price break? which means that you also would like to get a discount on the item.
Or maybe you want to ask, well, what items are on sale in this shop? What things can I get a discount on? All right, so can I get a discount? This is a good question to know when you're going shopping.
So let's continue on with our lesson. It reads, imagine shopping in another country and spotting a beautiful scarf. Oh, I love scarves. I can relate to this. The salesperson tells you the price, but it's more than you want to pay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
What do you do? What could you do? And where can you do it? Where can you bargain? Well, the answer depends largely on what part of the world you are in. Let's talk about that phrase, to depend on something. If it depends largely on, that means that's not the complete reason, but that's a big part of the reason.
And there's other ways that you can use this phrase, depend on. For example, I would love to go with you, but it really depends on where you are going.
Your grades depend in part on your study habits. That means at least a little bit is relying on your study habits. Or your day, how your day is, depends largely on your attitude. So have a good attitude.
Exactly. So why don't you take a few moments and see if you can create some of your own sentences using this phrase, depends on.
All right. So where are you bargaining? Well, our next sentence says, are you visiting Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Latin America, or Africa? Now, this is a little market in Southeast Asia, and you probably recognize this kind of scene, especially if you're living here in Asia.
Well, speaking of different countries around the world, the guys in the InfoCloud have something to say about language in some of these countries. So let's go join them now.
Hello, friends. Of all the languages in the world, which one do you think is the weirdest? Well, linguists at the World Atlas of Language Structures, or WALS, decided to find out.
WALS chose 21 features, things like word order, types of sounds, and methods of creating negation, to evaluate over 2,500 languages.
Among the findings, WALS discovered that 35.5% of the world's languages use a subject-verb-object word order,
while 8.7% of the world's languages use a word order that starts with verbs, like Hawaiian and Welsh. Okay, so what's the weirdest language in the world?
Chacatongo, a language spoken in southern Mexico. One of many features that make Chacatongo unique is there's absolutely no difference in word order or intonation between asking a question and making a statement.
That is a weird feature. Okay, Mandarin ranks 21st, while English makes its appearance at 33.
So, according to this study, a case can be made that Chinese is harder to learn than English.
Well, I won't argue with that, Ken. But here's the biggest surprise. At the very bottom of the list, the least remarkable language in the world is Hindi, with only one single weird feature.
你觉得英文跟中文哪一个语言比较难学? 会收看空中英语教室的人大概都会觉得是英文。 曾经有一个叫做World Atlas of Language Structures的组织 就做过一个研究, 根据世界上各种语言的特征, 评估2500多种不同的语言。 这些语言特征包括词的顺序, 声音的种类, 否定句的结构等等, 最后做了一个Weirdness Index, 怪异度指数。 结果发现, 国语排名第21, 英文排名33, 也就是说, 国语比英文更怪异。 所以理论上, 国语是比英文难学的。 那世界上最怪异的语言是哪一个呢? 在墨西哥的南部一种名叫Chacatongo语, 那它在怪异度指数排名第一。 这就是今天的InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, in the next sentence, you see some words from the word bank. Yes, not set in stone. Now, if something is set in stone, that means that it is permanent. That means you can't change it. It is fixed. It's set in stone. So let's take a look at that phrase. Now, for example, you could say, my schedule is set in stone. I'm not going to change my schedule for anything.
Or you could say, these dates are not set in stone. That means that they are flexible, so they could possibly change.
Okay, well, in many countries, prices are not set in stone. And we read on, in fact, customers are expected to bargain before agreeing to a price. Let's take a look at those words, expected to do something. So if you're expecting something, actually a lot of people think of the phrase look forward to. Because in Chinese, it's 期待. When you're expecting something, you're looking forward to something. However, in English, if you're expecting something, it's not always positive. Looking forward to something is always positive.
That's right. So let's think of some other examples or ways that we can use this phrase, expected to. For example, you could say, you are expected to come to every rehearsal if you want to perform in the Christmas program.
All right, you're expected to do this. We're expecting you to do this. Now, we see another phrase here, agreeing to a price or to agree to something. This means you are agreeing on something. So you agree to do something or you agree on something. For example, let's agree on a time to meet. Should we meet at 4:30 or 5?
And agreeing to do something is very important, especially when it comes to a time. If you agree upon a time, then you both know what time to show up at. You could also say, my sister has agreed to clean my room every single week.
Well, you have a really nice sister,
it's
Rebecca.
Great.
Yeah. Well, we do have a lot more to learn right after this. Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we're learning with our lesson, can I get a discount? Nobody likes paying more for something than it is worth, right? Everyone loves discounts, but where can you bargain? Well, it depends where you are. When I was in India, bargaining was okay almost everywhere I went. Many Southeast Asian countries are the same. But what about if you visit the United States or England? Can you bargain everywhere you go there? I wonder what our lesson says about that.
Can I get a discount? On the other hand, in North America, Europe, and Australia, bargaining is rare and often frowned upon. The price listed on a price tag cannot be changed. But expectations vary from store to store, as well as from country to country. Large stores and malls usually don't allow bargaining, even in countries where it would normally be acceptable. On the other hand, outdoor stalls and flea markets, even in Western countries, usually allow bargaining. When in doubt, consult a guidebook, or better yet, a local friend.
OK, 接下来我们来看的是 frown upon 这个动词。frown 是指皱眉头，所以 frown upon something 是指对某件事情表示不满或不赞成。例如 smoking is frowned upon in many countries. 抽烟在许多国家都是一件让人不悦的事。或者是 my boss frowned upon my proposal because it costs a lot of money. 我的老板对我的提案不赞同，因为会花太多钱。最后我们看的是 consult 这个动词。Consult 是指咨询、请教或者是求助于。例如 ,if you experience any serious side effects, consult your doctor immediately. 如果你有任何严重的副作用,请立刻咨询你的医生。或者是 consulting too many reference books sometimes makes parenting more confusing. 看太多的工具书有时候会让教养儿女这件事变得更令人感到困惑。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So here we are talking about bargaining around the world. Do you like to get a bargain? Or do you like to bargain? Well, I'm sure most of us like to get a good deal. Well, earlier in our lesson, we discussed how some countries, specifically Southeast Asia, expect you to bargain. Well, let's continue with our lesson. It reads, on the other hand, in North America, Europe, and Australia, bargaining is rare and often frowned upon. And we want to pause and talk about this phrase, on the other hand. When, where, and how can we use this phrase, Gabe?
When you want to contrast or compare something to something else. So, for example, you're shopping and you're looking for a shirt. You can only buy one. You say, this shirt is nice. Ooh, on the other hand, that one looks really nice too. Which one should I buy?
So now you have to make a decision and decide which of the two shirts you want to buy. However, you could also say, I'm not afraid of cats. On the other hand, I think Gabe is.
Yes, comparing Rebecca and myself. Or what about this? You're going out to a restaurant. You know, the restaurant has delicious food. On the other hand, it is quite expensive. I'm not sure if we should go there or not.
Well, these are some great examples and great ways to use this phrase. Now, there's another phrase in this sentence that we need to talk about, and that is frowned upon. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh, Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you frowning?
Because our lesson says frowned upon, well, and I thought I should frown.
But what are you frowning upon? Is there something that you don't approve of? There's something that you don't like? What kinds of things can you frown upon?
Well, isn't that what our lesson means, just to frown?
Well, yeah, frowning is something you do with your mouth. It's kind of the opposite of a smile. But to frown upon something means to show disapproval. Or maybe say that something is not socially acceptable.
I see. So you can say cheating is frowned upon at school. Couldn't
cheating.
You say that?
Of cheating. Course cheating is frowned upon. It's not only frowned upon, it is wrong. Now some things maybe not be wrong, they might not be wrong, but they are frowned upon by people. Like tattoos. I know in certain countries it's okay for people of all kinds to get tattoos. But in some countries, tattoos are just frowned upon. If you get a tattoo, people think that you're just a bad person.
And it's the same thing with smoking or drinking alcohol. Some families frown upon smoking, and other families also frown upon drinking too much alcohol.
That's right. So what kinds of things are frowned upon in your society, at your school or at your work? Well, let's continue on here. The price listed on a price tag cannot be changed. In these certain countries. And yes,
look at that.
There's a nice little picture of soap here with a price tag that will not be changed. You can't change that price. It is set in stone. Or soap.
That's for sure.
Paper.
Yeah. Well, that was a great picture, Gabe. Well, I think we need to continue with our lesson. It reads, but expectations vary from store to store as well, from country to country. And we need to jump down a couple of lines. And I see that phrase, on the other hand.
Yes.
Yes, on the other hand, outdoor stalls and flea markets. Stalls.
Yeah. Well, that's what they are, Rebecca. When you go to an outdoor market, there will be different stalls. And that is the people that are selling certain items, they have a stall that they're selling from.
So that's different than like the horse stall, like where you keep an animal.
Of course. But it's kind of the same idea. It's a place where you can find something. So maybe like a little room of some kind. Now, if you're at a flea market, then, of course, you might find stalls, or we might also call them vendors as well.
Now, sometimes at a flea market, you might hear the word booth. Now, this is the same thing as a vendor or a stall, but it's just given a different name. Oh, look, talking about flea market.
Yeah, that's right. This is maybe what you might see at a flea market, people just looking through things from stall to stall. And, of course, I think a lot of people in many different countries like flea markets. It's a place where you can get all of your things together that you want to sell and just sell them at a flea market.
They're actually a lot of fun to go to. Well, our lesson says, even in Western countries, they usually allow bargaining. Now let's talk about this word bargaining. And of course, you bargain if you want to get a good deal or if you're trying to lower the price.
That's right. But I think there are some other words you could also use. I think of the word haggle. It basically means the same thing as bargain. You're trying to haggle to get a lower price. Are there other words that you could use as well?
What about the word barter?
There's a good one. B-A-R-T-E-R. Yes, you can haggle, you can barter, you can bargain. They basically mean the same thing when it comes to buying something.
Well, right now, it's time for us to take a closer look at the last sentence in our lesson. So let's take a closer look with Liz.
Hello there, friends. I hope you're doing well. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. When in doubt, consult a guidebook, or better yet, a local friend. This sentence just means when you are in doubt, consult a guidebook, or an even better idea would be to consult a local friend. Notice the pattern. When in doubt, blah, 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 or better yet, blah, blah, blah. This is a fun pattern to use when you want to tell someone what they should do when they're not sure about something, and then you add on a second idea that might be an even better idea. For example, let's say your classmate is not feeling well. You want to tell her to go see the school nurse. An even better idea would be to go see a doctor. So you can say, when in doubt, go see the school nurse, or better yet, a doctor. Or let's say your friend found something really cool in a store, but he's not sure if he should buy it or not. You can tell your friend, when in doubt, wait an hour to see if you're still interested, or better yet, a day. And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz, and I'll see you next time.
If you're like me, you like to shop when you go traveling. You know, but sometimes it's hard to know if you have to pay the price the person tells you or if you can bargain. Well, the answer depends on where in the world you are. There are areas of the world like Southeast Asia, the Middle East, Latin or Middle America, and Africa where the price is not necessarily set in stone. So you can bargain. And in fact, you're expected to bargain. In fact, high prices are usually marked on the item because the salesperson expects you to bargain. But in places like North America, Europe, and Australia, bargaining is not common and at times even frowned upon. Pay the listed price, with a couple of exceptions like flea markets or outdoor stalls. Places like that may be more willing to lower their prices. Don't know what to do? Well, consult a friend or a guidebook.
Thank you, Linda. Okay, so we've learned a little bit about bargaining in certain areas of the world, but I think we have more to learn, right, Rebecca?
We do have more to learn, so make sure you join us right here tomorrow here at Studio Classroom to learn more about bargaining.
We'll see you then.